From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of February 22nd, 2016. This week, that excerpt of Rappahannock Running Free by Bob Grauman of Fredericksburg, Virginia, opens a repeat episode inspired by George Washington's birthday on the 22nd, Virginia's Rappahannock River, and the sport traditionally called America's national pastime. Have a listen for about 20 seconds to a series of history mystery sounds and see if you can guess how the sounds all connect with two Washington legends. And here's a hint. Think fast or you'll strike out.
The wind, the pitch.
Can you connect George Washington to the Rappahannock, coins, a baseball pitch, and a train? While our first president lived along the Potomac River, and two of his most famous Revolutionary War victories involved the Delaware and York Rivers, the Rappahannock River is the site of a famous Washington legend, that of young George throwing a silver dollar across the river. At Fredericksburg on February 22, 1936, a Washington, D.C. sports legend accepted a challenge to prove that throwing feat was at least possible. As several thousand spectators watched and nationwide radio broadcast the event, 48-year-old former Washington Senators pitcher Walter Johnson, nicknamed the Big Train and holder of the second-highest total of pitching wins in Major League Baseball history, tossed a dollar coin across the Rappahannock, estimated at between 270 and 370 feet wide that day. As cheers erupted, the Big Train was no doubt happy and proud, but he might also have been relieved that he didn't have to try his luck much farther downstream. Below Fredericksburg, the Rappahannock ultimately becomes about 4 miles wide as it enters the Chesapeake Bay between Lancaster and Middlesex counties. Thanks to friends in Fredericksburg and Blacksburg for recording the river and baseball pitch sounds. And we close with another short excerpt of Bob Grauman's Rappahannock Running Free.
I love the Rappahannock and its waters running free. In the rapids of this river, that's where I'll always be.
For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.